This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
It is truly the ergonomic perfection you've been looking for, and you should go and check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, here is something to consider as we go forward, that some of the Democrats want, all of them want it. They're just not going to admit it. but this is what they want. And this, believe it or not, for me, this is the line in the sand. If we ever get to this point, for me, it will be go time. The question here is not whether a rapidly expanding caucus of congressional Democrats want to impose a fully government-run health care scheme upon the entire country, ripping an estimated 150 million people away from their existing plans and arrangements in favor of a government monopoly. We already know that's the case. And single payer, along with impeached Trump, is becoming a litmus test for candidates who wish to advance within the national party. The question is whether those people would actually vote in favor of their own proposal if it were brought up by a vote or for a vote by the House Republicans. Just yesterday, the vast majority of the lower chamber Democrats voted present on a resolution voicing support for ICE, a key immigration enforcement agency. Less than 10% of Democrats voting supported the measure, with nearly twice as many voting against it. This came after the GOP scrapped some plans to force the Democrats to weigh in on their own members' legislation to abolish ICE, as the authors of the bill vowed to oppose their brainchild. Similarly, a year ago, Senate Democrats decided to vote in mass against a single-payer health care bill, several of them publicly favored, preferring not to give the Republicans a talking point. They're always campaigning. They are always looking to get back into power. The problem is when they get back into power. It seems like the congressional leftists, whose numbers may well swell after November, but probably are going to shrink, have adopted a strategy of telling their base what they intend to do while refusing to go to the mat for their controversial or radical ideas until they're in charge. But if and when they regain power, the single-payer train will start revving up. We get this from, I don't know who we're getting this from. Who are we getting this from? I don't know. So this is a quote from somewhere. I don't know. After years on the fringe, Medicare for All is becoming a central plank for the Democratic Party. Dozens of congressional Democrats are set to announce the formation of an official Medicare for All caucus on Thursday, according to a source familiar with the plan. The caucus is expected to have over 60 founding members, or approximately one-third of all of the 193 House Democrats, with more expected to sign on in the coming weeks. More could join following the 2018 midterms, when many Democratic challengers embracing Medicare for All. since we're going to end up having this argument at some point, I'm never going to stop making the following points about Medicare for All. Number one, in order for that policy to become a reality, leftists are going to need to figure out how to come close to paying for it. Some Democrats pretended to be deficit hawks over the 2017 tax cuts, which on paper cost about $2 trillion. And yes, deficits are again ballooning, and both parties are to blame for this irresponsible outcome, which is not the fault. Not the fault of tax reform. Single-payer health care would cost taxpayers an estimated, take notes on this, this would cost an estimated $32 trillion. If you have to picture me as Dr. Evil, feel free. $32 trillion, or roughly eight times what the federal government spent in the total last year, and approaching double the size of the entire U.S. economy. None other than the hard-left chairman of the Democratic National Committee has confirmed that making this math work would require gigantic tax increases on working and middle-class Americans. A former hard-left DNC chair has admitted the same thing. The only problem is, and this is the quote, the only problem is, and this is initially going to seem like heresy from a progressive, is the truth is that everybody needs to pay more taxes, not just the rich. So there you have the confirmation of what everybody's always told you. Now, when you consider the lengths that the Democrats went in order to falsely claim that tax reform was a tax increase on the middle class, it was exactly the opposite. I'm not sure how they intend to convince tens of millions of Americans to pony up huge new sums of money to Uncle Sam to fund an unaccountable, abuse-riddled, innovation-crushing, bureaucratic-administered system. The feds can't even pull this off for veterans, which only 1% of all of us have ever served. We are a sliver of the population whose care we all should agree should be stellar, and the leftists want to take the VA mess and inflict it upon more than 300 million people. Number two, those pushing Medicare for All hope that you won't realize that Medicare as it exists today is going broke and will be insolvent within a matter of years. It's reasonable to look at Medicare's finances and decide that the program must be reformed in order to be saved. It's reckless to look at their finances and decide to do nothing for fear of angering certain voters in the near term. It's insane to look at Medicare's finances and declare that the program cries out for a massive expansion. Fiscal madness is a growing fad within the Democratic Party, but even nutty aspirations have their limits as policymakers in California and Vermont. They discovered that the hard way. Number three. Setting aside the crushing cost, the enormous tax increases, and systemic failure of government-run health care, the imposition of single-payer would be shockingly disruptive to the existing system. This time the slogan could be, if you like your plan, tough luck. Can't keep it, neither can anyone else who isn't already on a government plan. Well over 100 million Americans would have their plans torn away, invalidated, and superseded by a sprawling, Kafka-esque federal regime. And those who cannot afford expensive supplemental coverage on top of the heavy new tax bills will be stuck in a government program that may not even improve their health outcomes based on the tragic documented failures of Medicaid. Charlie Gard in Britain, the child who was not only, he passed away, but he was made to pass away by the government. He was made to pass away by the government-run NHS healthcare. Single payer is slavery. It is tyranny. And if they attempt to impose that upon us, then if we do not go to war with the government, I will be finding somewhere else to go. Because that would be disastrous for this country. We currently have so much innovation and everything within the, and you know, the whole thing about healthcare is innovation and research. And if you think it's bad now, if the government takes over all of it, it's going to be horrible. I'll get the DRGO to come on next week and we'll talk about how that would, what their vision of this would be. I can see that happening right now. It's not good, trust me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's has taken a lot of time. They've done a lot of research. They've looked at a lot of people. They've said, hold this, hold that, touch this, grab this. Let me see how this looks. Let me see how that looks. They recognize that sometimes when you pick up a weapon, you're going to try to make it work. And they recognize there might be some people that wanted to just make it, you know, make you fit to it, make the stock fit to you. And that's what they do. The ergonomics come that way. So that's why they exist. That's why they are superb. So check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Not to be finished with single payer, because single payer is one thing I really, really don't want to see come. In Maryland, the former head of the NAACP, Ben Jealous, is running for president. He's running for governor there. For president. Yeah, anyway. And he is proposing single payer in Maryland. Now, the Baltimore Sun shared a rather unfortunate independent analysis of his single-payer proposal. And the report from the Department of Legislative Services found that the Ben Jealous plan for Maryland would cost Maryland, the state, $24 billion a year. This is the way the editors broke down the bad news. The analysis, drafted by the state's Department of Legislative Services and released to the Baltimore Sun, said Maryland would have to levy a 10% payroll tax against every business and charge a $2,800 fee for every man, woman, and child to pay for a new healthcare system in which doctors bill the state instead of private insurance companies. So if you're working in Maryland, you're going to get a new 10% payroll tax, and then even if you're not working, then you're going to pay $2,800 for simply taking up space in Maryland in order to fund this single payer. The Jealous campaign rejected the department's findings, arguing that single payer could cost much less. A spokesperson for the Jealous campaign said everyone is supposed to have access to quality, affordable care, and the current system doesn't do that. This is about getting a better deal for Marylanders. former Democratic officials are even expressing their doubts. Former Maryland Democratic State Delegate Heather Mazur, for instance, called Jealous's single-payer plan too expensive and unworkable for a state to take on individually. Dan Johnston, the Assistant Director of Research for the National Nurses United, Jealous's biggest backer in the governor's race, admitted that single payer will probably need to be bankrolled via sales tax increases, payroll tax increases, and income tax increases. So everybody in Maryland, if they have single payer, every time they buy something, they're going to get taxed on the money where they've been taxed after they got taxed for making it in the first place. And, you know, this is what's happening. And, you know, in California, they've looked at it and they found out they can't afford it there. Now, Jealous wants to boot Larry Hogan from the governor's mansion. The only problem is that Hogan is one of the most popular politicians currently in the country. He has also upended his own attack lines against him. He has tried to tie Hogan to President Trump, but just as quickly backtracked on the remarks. Jealous told CNN's Wolf Blitzer, I mean, you know, look, Hogan is a Republican land developer like our president. The similarities often end right there. He's a pretty nice guy. A contributor for another Maryland news outlet, the Capital Gazette, wondered why Democrats have nominated this radical and inexperienced candidate. The reason they've done that is because they did that once before and it was successful for them beyond their wildest dreams, and his name was Barack Obama. But Brian Griffiths writes, it is incredible that Democrats could nominate somebody so inexperienced and unconnected to Maryland and Maryland politics as Ben Jealous. Never before have Maryland Democrats collectively made the decision to embrace radicalism and socialism as they did in this election. Look, these guys want to get out there and they want to tell everybody. And look, and this shifts as we go along in life. Okay? Now, when we're young, right, everybody's out there, why do I even need health care? I'm young, I'm indestructible, that's everything. And then when we approach middle age, then things begin to go bad, you know, heart attacks, that kind of thing. Then we need health care. And then health care is pretty expensive, so we're looking for anything to take that price down if we can. And, some people would sit there and say, this is a good idea, single payer. The only problem with single payer is, one, it is unsustainable. There's no way to pay for it. It is a never-ending money drain on whichever municipality, state, federal, local, whatever it is. Whoever does it, it's going to be a constant siphoning of funds, and it demands more and more and more. It is never satisfied. It is never satiated. It is always going to be needing it. Number two. You've got a bunch of people then, you know, what if you're like in your 70s and you're still pretty spry and everything and your knee's bad and you want to get a knee replacement? They'll look at that and say, why? You're almost dead. Why would we give you a new knee? You don't need a new knee. Why don't you just go somewhere and die? They may not say it quite like that. But then again, they may. I don't know. So, This is the basic premise and the most fearful part of it is that you'll have a bunch of people you don't know making decisions for you. And then you're a slave. Your life is no longer your own. That's what we got to watch out for. We don't want to be young Charlie Gard. None of us should be young Charlie Gard. Charlie Gard should have not been young Charlie Gard. So having government make these decisions for us, they have no business in this arena. They can't even handle what they got. I mean, I'm just going to give you two words to consider when you think about government management. Post office. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against a federal judge who ordered the Obama-era DACA program to be put back into place, saying it was improper and vowed to keep up enforcing his efforts against illegal immigration. The search continues for 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. The reward in the case is now up to $260,000, and Molly's dad says the longer this goes on, the more he holds out hope that she's alive.
The longer we go without finding Molly, the longer we go without finding Molly's body, the more hopeful we are that she's alive somewhere and going through something that she can survive.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points to close the day at 25,503. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd.
This hour by Frederick Remington.
Look at that. Gosh, I can't stand some of this stuff that just happens automatically. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just got a really interesting offer. Who? Okay. Somebody wants to call in to talk about single payer, but I don't know who it is. Who is this? Okay. Yes. So we're going to get John Adine to call in right now, and we're going to talk about single payer and what it would do right now. That number to call in is 800-877-8-4048. 800-877-4048, I think. Something like 8778, whatever. Are you there, McKenzie? If I give you a number, can I get you to call it for me, please? Because we're going to do this on the fly. This is the drama that is... live radio. goodness gracious, too. Ask for John when you get that, if you would, please, sir. So we're going to talk about single payer and what the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership think of this. Boom. Live radio. Oh, well, he's probably calling you now, McKenzie. He's probably beat you to that punch. Or you That's the beauty of what we do. The beauty. Okay. Joined now by Dr. John Adine to talk about single payer. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
So
I heard Rob on the show earlier this week. That was pretty good. But, yeah, as far as single payer goes, rather than the post office, I think we really need to look at, as a comparison, the Veterans Administration. You know, we've been dealing with a single payer system there for decades. And the problem with a single payer system is that it takes away competition. And that's what drives our economy, really, when you think about it, is that competition is what keeps prices down and keeps innovation going. You know, we used to pay out of our pocket, and we used to barter, and we used to, you know, I mean, we would have charity for people who couldn't afford it. Then the government got involved, and then insurance companies got involved, and it took the pricing out of the hands of the physician and the hospital, and really put it in the hands of the insurance company via negotiation. So when you're dealing with a single payer system, government sets prices. And when has government setting prices ever worked anywhere? You know, that's the problem. It takes away all the rules of supply and demand and artificially sets values. And the other problem is that, you know, with a single payer system, you lose innovation, as you were saying earlier this evening, is that the money that goes into research and development of pharmaceuticals and new procedures goes away. The government's not going to invest in that. Now, politicians are going to be in charge of making decisions that they don't want to make decisions on. And so what they'll do is they'll set up some type of a bureaucracy to do it, and then you'll have unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, like, you know, what's going on right now with Obamacare, setting policy. And it's ridiculous. You know, the stuff that's been going on in the 30 years I've been practicing medicine, it's sad. You know, it's taken away the physician's ability to do what's best for their patients. And it's put the squeeze on doctors. You know, you have to see more patients in order to make a reasonable living. Regulations have gone up. Now we have electronic medical records, and that's a whole nother thing that we could talk about, how that's really,
well, we can in the next segment. I want to hit that in the next segment. So
sure,
you go ahead and lay it all out though.
Yeah, but it's put a layer between the patient and the healthcare provider. How many of us have experienced going to the doctor and the doctor's got their back to you and they're typing on a computer while they're interviewing you and asking you questions?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just sad, you know. There's a physician that actually did a very good kind of a rant on this. It's Zog MD, and I would suggest that physicians take a look at that, because I think he's really brought up a lot of great points on the electronic medical record. But you know, single payer system is doomed to failure, because the only way that it saves money is to limit access to healthcare. And so if they have to cut costs, they don't innovate. They just cut services. And you know, in my practice, I see a very large percentage of government-funded children, you know, on Medicaid, because nobody else will take care of them. And, you know, getting things done through Medicaid has gotten more and more difficult. You have to pre-order things. You have to jump through hoops. And even then, sometimes you won't get what you need. The, For instance, this is the biggest thing that I've been dealing with in the last couple of years. I do surgery on a kid's knee, do an ACL reconstruction. I order physical therapy. They come back after for their two-week post-op visit. We order the therapy. Come back a month later, still hasn't started physical therapy. Another month later, still hasn't started physical therapy. And now the kid's got a stiff knee. Now I got to take the kid back to the operating room, manipulate the knee under anesthesia. You know, so that's another cost occurrence. And they're trying to save money by denying services, in which, and it is a negative outcome for the patient, and it increases the cost of care. If they'd only just done the stupid physical therapy, patient wouldn't have a stiff knee and they wouldn't have a problem. You know, and so this is the kind of stuff. It's kind of penny wise and pound foolish kind of things. But they're hoping that people will just get frustrated and just give up on doing therapy. And it's like that with a lot of other things in medicine too. And, you know, we've all experienced trying to get a test done or getting a drug approved. And that's another thing, you know. Well, have you tried this drug or this drug, or this drug? Well, yeah, I did, and it didn't work. But, well, we can't approve that if you've done that drug too. Well, you know, give me a break. You know, I'm dealing with kids. They're not approved in children, you know.
Let me get you to hold up right there with approved in children. Dr. John Adine is also a member of DRGO. He is cut from the same cloth as Dr. Robert Young, except they're in different fields. But this is very important. It's going to illustrate my point. You'll see what I'm talking about when we get back. DRGO.us. Go check that out. Sign up for the newsletter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load.
Bury the bottle, mama.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun sock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Ergonomic excellence in the shape of a gun stock made out of wood that's going to go on your bolt gun, on your semi-auto, whatever it is, it's going to go on there and it's going to make it better, it's going to make it more accurate, you're going to love it. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. And a surprise appearance because, well, he was listening from DRGO and his private practice and everything else that he is. We're joined now by Dr. John Adine as we're talking about single payer. You talked about the, you mentioned the centralized computer record system.
Right. Well, you know, they're not centralized, but they are searchable by the government. They're basically record systems that are kind of mandated by Obamacare, and the government can search the databases, but they don't talk to each other. And this is one of the interesting things is that your doctor's records in your office are not searchable from the hospital. So the hospital doesn't know what's going on in your office records, but the government can search those records and know what drugs you're taking and, you know, whether you've been asked whether you own guns or not and that kind of stuff. So although the computerized records are helpful for record keeping convenience, the systems don't talk to each other. If there have been some, you know, good advances, for instance, digitized x-rays and PAC systems, sometimes they can communicate with each other. And so we can look at x-rays from outside hospitals to see, you know, when I'm looking at a fracture on a child, whether it's something that needs to be done emergently, whether it can be splinted and seen in the next day, or whether something can be seen in the office and doesn't need surgery. I think that's a helpful thing as far as, the electronic medical records. But that's a different thing than the actual, you know, histories and physicals and laboratory studies and things like that. That stuff don't always talk to each other, but it's still searchable by the government. And that's really the scary thing in my book, in that, if they decide they want to start confiscating firearms from people who are taking antidepressants, let's say, there's nothing stopping them from looking at your primary care doctor's medical records, seeing if you've been prescribed an antidepressant, and then, coming to go get you. So all they have is two positive answers: yes, I own guns, and yes, I took antidepressants. Now, that's probably not going to happen under this, administration, but, that doesn't mean that this administration will have a friendly administration forever. In another 4 years or 8 years or 10 years or whatever, things may flip flop. That's just the nature of things.
And that's the danger, though, isn't it? Because what is innocuous right now today could become weaponized tomorrow, like the IRS, like the FBI,
How about gun registration in Germany in the 1920s?
Certainly,
that was innocuous, but it was used to disarm a population, and it eventually led to their genocide.
Yep.
That's why at DRGO we take this stuff very, very seriously. We're looking at this stuff all the time. And, we also find it pretty offensive, things like the death panels and the Charlie Guard situation and stuff like that. That stuff should never happen. When the government starts taking the parents out of decision making for a child, that's just not conscious. It's unconscionable as far as I'm concerned,
Yeah.
That's not ethical by any stretch, but it's dollars and cents and it's people making decisions. It's bureaucrats who are unelected and unaccountable, making decisions about life and death, which should not be their choice to make. Kids that were denied care, even though other people were willing to provide the care, but since the government couldn't do it, they said, no, you can't go.
Well, I don't remember the other baby's name, but he was granted Italian citizenship,
right?
Wasn't he?
Right.
Yeah. And Charlie Guard's parents had $1.5 million.
Yep.
Donated to them, so they didn't need the NHS either. What would this do to the medical profession if we had single payer? What would this do to the medical profession in the United States?
Well, I think that what's going to happen is that a lot of people are just not going to go into medicine. It's going to be a lot more of the nurse practitioners, and it's going to be. I don't know if you remember what medicine was like in the Soviet Union. But, physicians were not held in high regard. They were just workers.
Yeah.
They were like everybody else. And it was, they were just kind of body mechanics. And so you get the less of the higher education and more of just kind of the nuts and bolts stuff. It's kind of like instead of getting an anesthesiologist, you'll get a nurse anesthetist, which in most cases is probably okay, but not all cases.
Right.
And again, I deal with children. And, there are probably a few nurse anesthetists that are capable of taking care of, relatively healthy children. But when you have a 2-pound neonatal ICU baby who's sick, you want the pediatric anesthesiologist taking care of them, not the person who's an associate practitioner, but not an anesthesiologist. And don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against nurse practitioners and anesthesiologists. I think they have a role and believe me, I work with a lot of very good ones, and I've worked with, CRNAs, nurse anesthetists, in a prior life, and they did beautiful work and they're skilled, but there's a time and place for everything. And there's the standard of care is different in one place versus another. And if you're in a tertiary care center, you expect a much higher level of care than if you're out in a community hospital that's, 200 miles away from a big city. And so you have to take what you can get. And I've practiced in both those types of places. And, and the quality of care is different.
Right.
But we want the best quality of care. Now, if you look at, there are other models for healthcare, and one that I like most, and actually I like it so much that I actually put my money in it, and it's a health savings account.
Right.
Because health savings accounts can be used for health care. You know, it's tax deferred and all that kind of stuff, and it grows tax free. But you can negotiate. You can go to wherever you want to go to and see about getting your prices cut down. You can do your own research on who's the good doctor for this and who's the good doctor for that. And you can spend your money wisely. So who do you think is going to spend your money better, you or the government? You know, it really boils right down to that. And that's really the thing that the difference between capitalism and socialism and socialized medicine. And that's what single payer system is.
Yeah.
It's government control of, you know, what was it, 14% of our economy? Is that what it is?
15.
I mean, it's 15% of our economy. Okay. Do you really want the government to be in charge of trillions of dollars of our money?
Not really.
You know, they can't even balance their own budget every year.
I know.
They're just going to, and it's going to be, there's fraud, waste, and abuse. Look at Medicaid. And, you know, there's so much fraud. And look at welfare and all these other government programs. They are abused. There's so much waste. And they're going to be throwing away more money. And it's going to cost us more money, and it's going to be a higher percentage of our income, so that we're not going to have any money to any disposable income. We're not going to be able to buy new cars. It's going to be ugly. And,
yeah.
And if you don't think that's going to put the economy in a tailspin,
right now,
our economy is booming. And that's
we're running out of time here, John. We're running out of time here. I appreciate you taking the time to call in. Thank you. You were a lifesaver.
Hey, my pleasure as always. And I'm heading off to the Firearms Academy of Seattle to do a active shooter introduction course next week. And I'll be seeing Paul Lathrop out there, the guys from Polite Society. So I want to say hi to them.
Okay. Thank you for joining me, sir.
All righty.
Out of here. Bye. And that is it for us this week. Hopefully nothing cataclysmic happens between now and then. And remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.